Friends, happy Monday. Certainly hope you're doing better than I am on this day. I'm glad that Amazon has free returns, because I've had a game arcade stick that didn't work that I got my money back for. Unfortunately, that streamer that I got a couple days ago, that's not going to work. So have to take that back, and I got the wrong kind of watch band, so I gotta take that back. So tomorrow when we go to the UPS store, Noreen and I are gonna be returning some packages, and a couple of them. I have not been on a hot streak in a good way on Amazon. The last few things I have just ordered have not worked out, and I'm not having good luck lately with the Amazon thing. It'll be easy enough to take back, but it's just frustrating when you get things and you think they're going to work and they don't work out. And everybody has weird days. And as far as an Amazon streak, I've just had some really weird days where I've picked the wrong packages or picked the wrong things just because I think they're going to work out, and then they don't work out. And then, I don't know, just a weird day. Tomorrow would be better, though. I'm sorry if you're catching me in kind of a ooey and icky kind of mood. And I try to be positive on the podcast. And the thing of it is at the end of the day, this thing is going to turn around. I'm going to get the money back for both the things that I ordered, and I'm going to be able to get refunded. So I should be able to look at things positively that way, and see things positively that way. I need to, it'll come out in the wash. It's all good. It's just a really weird streak lately where I just haven't been able to make things come together with Amazon in the right way. Tomorrow would be better. Grace and peace, everybody. We'll talk again soon when I'm in a better mood. I don't want to drag this out for too long, because I'm just irritated. I'm in an irritated mood because I wanted those things to work out and they're just not working out. It'll all come out in the wash and things will be a bit better. It's annoying that I gotta return two packages. Thankfully, we're gonna go to the UPS store tomorrow and it won't be a problem. But good gosh. Yeah, it's fixable. Could be a lot worse. All right, everybody, grace and peace. We'll talk again soon. Good morning, friends. Happy Tuesday. Hope this segment finds you well on this day. Hope you're feeling good. As I said yesterday, I have to take those two items that I ordered from Amazon recently back. The good thing is I will get my money back. It's not as dramatic as I had made it sound yesterday. It's just yesterday when I was talking to you, I was a little bit short-tempered. I felt a little bit icky because I was like, this is the second time I'm sending back something this week. And I just didn't feel, emotionally balanced, because it was one of those things where I was having a overreaction probably to it, and my spirit was a bit foggy because I wasn't seeing the big picture. It's, something that can be resolved, it's resolvable. It's just annoying when you have to take some stuff back and you expect it to work and it doesn't. And I didn't really get over dramatic about it. I was just upset with it in a to a greater scale than I probably should have been, because it was just frustrating that it wasn't working. But now that my emotional feet are sort of on the ground, I feel differently about it. It's just going to be one of those things that you got to take stuff back, and sometimes not everything works out. The thing of it is that, like I say, I will get my money back, so it's not a huge deal. Moving on, I have been really testing the airplay of my JBL 5.0, and the clarity and crispness of that audio is insane. So much so that I think what I'm going to do is, around my birthday time, I'm going to ask for Amazon gift cards from everybody who might want to do things. When they ask, what do you want for your birthday, I can say, just bless me with an Amazon gift card. I've got a perfect idea or something I want to do. That will serve me enough. Because I think I want to get another one for my bedroom, just because there is just such a dramatic difference in musicality as it relates to Bluetooth and Apple AirPlay. And the crispness, I can't say that word today for some reason, the crispness of that sound, said at that time, there we go, is unbelievable. It's incredibly sharp and vibrant and crisp. And the best word is vibrant. That's the best way I can describe the sound. It's insanity. In a good way. Alright. It's going to be a brief episode. Don't have much to say other than I'm a little cooler. And I wasn't really yelling at you or mad yesterday. I'm a little cooler now in the spirit. And I'm a little less upset about the craziness of not having two packages work, because I am going to be able to send those back, and all is good. All right, everybody, grace and peace. We'll talk again soon. As I drop the phone as I end the podcast. Sorry, folks. My dear friends, I certainly hope you are well on this Wednesday evening, as this podcast is being recorded anyway. This segment is fresh, new, and with you right now. If you are listening to the podcast, if you hit play on this thing, this is what you're hearing at this present moment. And I would, here's what I'm going to talk about at this present time. I am within League Pass, still in the month of November, for the Detroit Pistons, for the Lakers, and for the Bulls. And I thought yesterday, when I watched the Bulls, I'm sorry, I didn't watch the Bulls yesterday, I watched the Pistons. I thought for sure yesterday, when I watched the Raptors and the Pistons, that they were going to get the win. They did not. They did not. They are struggling so much this year. It's incredibly challenging to watch. But you see, that's why I got League Pass. Because I knew if I was going to strictly get Bally Sports or the Bally Sports package and just have that alone, and the only option I had was to watch the Pistons, I knew I was going to put myself through some torture. So the reason I subscribe to League Pass is so I could watch the Pistons if they were on a hot streak. If they, you know, pick themselves up, dust themselves off, and get better. But I also had the options to
watch any other team that I wanted if they sucked. And I'm sorry to say, we're in a phase where the Pistons still suck. They've gotten more wins lately. They've gotten more wins, but they are such a difficult team to watch right now. And as a basketball fan, as much as I will stick by them, as much as I will watch them, I'm glad that the Lakers are my top team right now. Now, there are other teams out there that are better. Okay? There are other teams out there that are better. I get that. Boston's kicking butt. Milwaukee's kicking butt. But they're just, the Lakers to me are just a fun team to watch. And it isn't just because of LeBron, okay? It's the fact that the Lakers are a well-rounded team of people who know how to play basketball, who remind me very much of the Patriots back in the early 2000s when they had Brady, and they could put anybody in there. Bill Belichick could literally put anybody in a Patriots uniform, and they would be productive and meaningful and beneficial to the team. The Lakers can do that. The Lakers can do that. Here's some random and small thoughts on the NBA. Just a few. Hope you enjoyed the episode on this Wednesday. Be blessed, and we'll talk again soon. Love you all. Happy Thursday, my friends. Hope you are well this morning. Hope you're doing great. WrestleMania 40 is this weekend. And on this first edition of the next two episodes, which is technically, I suppose, the Thursday and Friday segments, I'm going to take care of the Friday segments for now. We're going to talk about the first night, because I think I have what's going to be the first night in front of me. I don't know that the second night's been announced yet, but these are going to be the first match of the I believe these are the matches that are going to be consistent with night one. I'm not sure. I've got to double check and take a look tomorrow. But Gunther has been the champion for ages now. And I think that's going to change. Well, I take that back. Gunther has been the dominant champion for many, many months. And it has the potential of changing. Will it change? Probably not. Probably not. The reason I say that is because I think it's likely that Cody, spoiler alert, in his main event with Roman Reigns after he faces The Rock with Seth Rollins, after that tag team match is over, I think it's likely that Cody's going to win. Because everybody wants that story. So there's your spoiler for your main event, or my thoughts on your main event with Cody and Roman Reigns. I think everybody wants Cody to win. So I spoiled one match for the second half of the show for tomorrow's segment. So there you go. But I think what's going to happen with
Sami Zayn and Gunther, because Gunther's going to retain. Second match. I'd love to see Becky Lynch beat Rhea Ripley. Third match. I'd love to see Seth Rollins retain the World Championship. Next match. Undisputed Tag Team match. Tag Team Championship match. Judgment Day, of course the champion, versus DIY versus Awesome Truth versus The New Day versus Eight Town Down versus The New Catch Republic. This is gonna be chaos, but fun chaos. Fun chaos. These are the only matches that are reported right now. And to cover two nights, which is going to be Saturday and Sunday this weekend, right? I think you're going to need more than these matches right here. I think this will be great for the first night, but I think there's going to have to be more involved here. Those are my thoughts for what potentially could be night one. I'll try and search for more matches pertaining to night two tomorrow for the Friday segment. Until then, be blessed and we'll talk again soon. I love you all. WrestleMania is getting closer, everybody.
Howdy, friends. Happy Friday. And to close out this episode, let's talk WrestleMania 40 Night 2 really quickly here. And talk about the matches that are going down. We talked about Night 1 a little bit yesterday. First, we've got the Undisputed Universal Championship between Roman Reigns and Cody Rhodes. We talked about that. I'm hoping Cody wins it. We've got champion Seth Rollins defending against Drew McIntyre. I'm hoping Seth takes it. We've got the SmackDown Women's Championship, Io Sky versus Bayley. I'm hoping that Bayley gets her WrestleMania moment. The U.S. Championship, Logan Paul versus Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens. I think Logan Paul is going to hold on to that just a little bit longer. And then, of course, we've got AJ Styles versus LA Knight. Yeah! And I think LA Knight's going to win. At least that's my hope. The Street Profits versus the Authors of Pain and they're called the Final Testament now. But I think I'm going to go for the Final Testament and Carrying Cross to win the six-man tag on night two. It's going to be a heck of a WrestleMania from Philadelphia. I'm going to enjoy it. Hopefully it's a good night. It'll be the first WrestleMania in history without Vince McMahon there. I'm not going to go into the detail of Vince McMahon because y'all know what happened with that. I'm just making an interesting historical note. It's the first night, the first WrestleMania night, or the first WrestleMania without Vince McMahon backstage. That's going to be different. But that's all I'm going to say about it because I don't want to go into the drama that is Vince McMahon. To cap off this episode, I'm going to enjoy WrestleMania. Have a nice weekend. For those of you watching along with me. Enjoy it. Enjoy the show. And we'll talk about it on Monday. Until then, may grace, peace, love, and joy be with y'all. We'll talk again soon. Enjoy WrestleMania 40, everybody. Talk to you later.